Thanks very much, Lloyd. It's a really interesting presentation. Lots of very good points there. We're running a bit over time, but we do have quite a bit of space later on, at least theoretically. So I think maybe we've got time for one or possibly two questions for Lloyd. I thought maybe Martha might want to have a word.
Much of the user behavior that you describe strikes me as being much more typical of undergraduates than of serious experienced researchers. So I'm wondering if you're suggesting that research libraries, which have traditionally favored serious researchers over undergraduates, should shift their focus to undergraduates.
Certainly I agree that there's a place for the serious researcher. Sorry, can people hear me? And I'm not suggesting that you need to throw out the baby with the bathwater, so to speak. However, I suspect that we won't go too far wrong if we underestimate the qualities of even the serious researchers. That if we make it simple for them, or for undergraduates, we also may make it simpler for our serious researchers as well. I know there's been a lot of usability studies, for example, just by analogy, where if you make it easier for seniors to use the web, you also make it easier for everybody else to use the web as well. So I think there's some aspect of that in this as well. But there still will always be a place for the dedicated researcher, but it's again finding that balance where the money that we do is spent in the right sort of quadrant, if you like, and we don't spend too much money at the really high end of the scale.
Thanks, Tony. One more question. I was wondering whether Martha and Lloyd have different types of user there.
Yes. I really like some of those displays, but I was wondering how easy is it to manipulate that with the current data that we've got, the MARC data, or would you like to see major changes, let's say MARC being the encoding standard, but also perhaps the data that we're putting into some of those, i.e. the content that we are creating?
I think there are changes in both aspects. My trouble with the MARC as an encoding standard, I think, is that it's quite often complex to learn and to use. Not that within the hands of an experienced person it can be very efficient, I think it can, but to get people up to that level, I think, is an overhead which I'm sometimes wonder whether we can afford. There are new types of information, though, and I'm not a MARC cataloger anymore. For 20 years, so I don't know how they'd fit in. Things like popularity and ranking, that type of information, how do you fit that into a MARC record? Maybe it can fit, I don't know. The other types of genre and topic facets and some of the interactions, like I said, we can pull apart the LCSH heading up to a point, but maybe in somewhere in the future we'll find that we actually have to treat them as individual facets to begin with, rather than just making do with what in fact was a very one-dimensional tool based on card catalogs.
Thanks, Ed, for your question. Well, let's thank Lloyd again for that very entertaining presentation. Right, next it's Tony Boston. Tony is the Assistant Director General, Resource Sharing Division at the National Library of Australia. He's had technology focus since he joined the library in 1999. He's played a major role in the development of innovative services such as Picture Australia and Music Australia, as well as services to provide online access to the library's digital collections. From 2003 to 2005, Tony managed the implementation of the search database and several other components of the Connecticut Redevelopment Project. This resulted in the new Libraries Australia service, which will allow the National Library of Australia to continue to innovate in terms of new features and in-service delivery. A future direction is the opening up of the library's services to more general internet users and improving the linkage between services through use of open web protocols and interfaces. His presentation is entitled Seeding Search Engines with Data from the Australian National Bibliographic Database. Over to Tony.